The Lord has blessed us with a beautiful day to gather in his house to worship the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship this morning. Amen. Thank you, Bert, and thank you, Mark, for our opening prelude this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to gather in the Lord's house this beautiful August Sunday morning. We are excited this morning as we continue to celebrate our 75th year in ministry here at First Baptist, welcoming back two young men who literally grew up within these walls here at First Baptist Elon, Justin and Noah Mofield. Good to have you back, guys. I'll talk a little bit about them in more detail a little bit later on in worship. But it's also good to gather in this place. It's good to gather in this community where change is taking place. If you don't believe me that change is taking place, I encourage you, following the worship service, just to drive down Haggard Avenue, straight down the middle of campus, and you will see change. College students are back. Parents are around. It is a buzz. College students, it is that time of year where school is back in session. We are excited about this newness in the air, and we're excited about how the Holy Spirit is bringing that new spirit to worship this Sunday morning. So thank you for joining us for worship. Thank you for those that are joining us this morning online via Facebook Live. If you are watching us on Facebook Live this morning, I encourage you to go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org and pull up our worship bulletin. Use that as a resource for today's worship service, but also to understand what's coming up in the life of our church. If you're a first-time guest with us in our sanctuary this morning or watching us this morning, fill out a visitor's card and drop it off in the offering plate as you leave this morning, or send me an email this week. Let me know why you have joined us this morning. Also, let me know, give me some contact information so I can follow up with you later this week. I also want to remind you about some things coming up in the life of our church. A reminder to our deacons, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we have our deacons meeting. This is for our deacons from this past year. Also, our deacons that are coming on this upcoming year, we have our meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock upstairs in the Truth Seekers classroom. Look forward to seeing you there at that meeting this afternoon. A reminder to our Team Hope group. Team Hope is the team that's been putting together all the activities, all the ministry opportunities, like having Justin and Noah coming back. for our 75th ministry, 75th anniversary. That team will be meeting Monday night at 6:30 p.m. upstairs in the Truth Seekers classroom again. So come out for that meeting tomorrow night at 6:30. Also, I want to make one correction that's in your bulletin this morning. The bingo ministry that we do on a every other week basis, that group, that team will be going to do bingo on Monday this week, not Tuesday. Just take special note of that. They go at 1:30 on Monday. If you want to go with that team that goes and provides ministry at Golden Year Senior Center, please talk to Sandy French. She'll be taking that group. And if you want to go with that group to help out, make sure you talk to Sandy this morning. But that will be on Monday. If you look at Tuesday, our Fun and Fellowship trip will be going to Saxon Hall General Store at 10:30 a.m. If you're going on that trip, you're meeting in the lower parking lot this coming Tuesday morning. Meet downstairs here. So you can meet in the Celestials classroom if you want to come inside and sit and wait till the bus leaves. I hear that you have a special bus driver that'll be taking this trip. Your tour guide will be Phil Thompson. And if you've never been on a trip with Phil Thompson, you will be filled with so much information that you will be fully blessed. So I look forward to that trip. Unfortunately, I will not be able to attend, but you will be given a quiz after that trip is over. And I look forward to hearing all this, the fun stuff, facts you'll find out about Saxon Hall, Alamance County, and everything else. So I look forward to that trip, 10:30 on Tuesday. It will be a great trip. Y'all have a great time. Also, reminder, Tuesday night, we will wrap up our virtual study we've been doing on 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. We'll be wrapping up looking at 2nd Thessalonians chapter 3, 6:30 p.m. on Facebook Live as we finish up our virtual Bible study this coming Tuesday night. Brian Carroll will be leading our praise team practice on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, we will be having our final dates for our pictorial directory pictures. Many of you have already had your pictures taken. Some of you have received those pictures in the mail already, I hear. Some of you are still waiting for those. Some of you have signed up to take pictures on Friday and Saturday. If you're having your pictures taken, reminder, please arrive 15 minutes earlier than your picture session. If you're one of our greeters that's helping, make sure you arrive 10 or 15 minutes as well ahead of time that you're supposed to be helping out. We look forward to wrapping those pictures up this weekend as we put together our 75th anniversary pictorial directory. Finally, this is last but not least. As many of you know, Gay Collins, our Minister of Music and Senior Adults and Children, had her foot surgery on Thursday. As I sent out an email, surgery went well. She is recovering at home as we speak. I know she's probably watching via Facebook Live as I share this morning. Gay, we are continuing to pray for you. We are lifting up prayer, our praise. We know that you are doing well. We are continuing to miss you, but we also want to say this with all sincerity. Please stay home. Please rest. We got it covered. We are blessed with many ministers that can step up and help. So enjoy your time at home. Jerry, we're praying for you as well as you take care of that. So again, we are praying for you, Gay. We're glad the surgery went well. And again, thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for your support for Gay and Jerry during the surgery and during this time of recovery time. Again, thank you, Rob, for stepping in this Sunday morning. Brian will be stepping in the next couple weeks after this. We're thankful for so many who can help and assist during this time. We gather here this morning to sing praise to the one who deserves all our praise. Let us worship him this morning.
Good morning. The opening song of praise is Bless His Holy Name. You will find it on the back of your bulletin. If everybody will please stand.
This morning, our opening scripture reading comes from Psalm 67. Listen to these words. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest. And God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. That's why we've gathered here this day. Let us praise him as we go to him in prayer this morning. God, we remember with wonder and joy that your Spirit is reaching everywhere, rejoicing in the liveliness of all living things, touching what is wounded or ill with healing power, gathering in the lonely, the lost, the least, soothing ancient animosities, creating and recreating a vision of hope. Come now, Holy Spirit, let our worship rejoice in you and lift our hearts and bind us in one family of loving grace. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is Be Thou My Vision. You will again find it on the back of your bulletin. We will sing all the stanzas. If you will please stand.
Thank you.
This morning, our ministry highlight is what's going to take place next Sunday. And it's going to be an exciting day of ministry here at First Baptist. It all begins at 9 a.m. in our fellowship hall next Sunday as we honor the educators in our midst, both past and present, with a teacher appreciation brunch. We know how much teachers, school counselors, and school workers pour into students and help shape the lives of so many. So next Sunday morning, we want to say simply thank you to all those who have and continue to make a difference. Our whole church is invited to this time of fellowship and this time of thank you, again, in the fellowship hall next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Then, following our Sunday school hour at 9:45 a.m., we look forward to worshiping and holding our annual Blessing of the Backpacked worship service that'll take place at 11 a.m. in the sanctuary. During this service, we will pray for our students, we'll pray for our teachers, we'll pray for our families, and we'll pray for our communities whose life is changed by the important time that this year brings. Now, I want to encourage you to come. I want to encourage you to pray, and I want you to encourage you to be a part of this special worship service next Sunday morning. Then, finally, that afternoon, we'll be hosting our second annual block party for our neighbors here at First Baptist. Now, this event will officially begin at 5 p.m., from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., where we will have hamburgers, we'll have hot dogs, we'll have chips, we'll have desserts and drinks for all who would like to come. But a lot of work has to go into next Sunday afternoon. Last year, we had over 100 individuals from our community come to this block party, many of which were our college students from our neighborhood, and we want to extend that same invitation to our college community again this year. So this all is going to start earlier this week. At 1 o'clock on Thursday of this week, 1 o'clock Thursday, I, and along with any volunteers who want to go with me, are going to walk the neighborhood and pass out invitations to anybody that we see. This will take probably about an hour. It does not take long. And we just walk around to the neighborhood houses, introduce ourselves, welcome them to our neighborhood, introduce who we are, and tell them that we're here for them, and also invite them on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock for our cookout. We will do this again on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock to catch any that did not get an invitation on Thursday. But if you can go with me on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock, please come. Wear a good pair of tennis shoes because we're going to walk the streets and we'll have a good old time doing it as well. Then come on Sunday afternoon, not at 5 o'clock, come a little bit early, 3, 3:30, 4 o'clock. Help us get the tables out for outside in the parking lot where we'll have our block party, help get everything set up, then help walk around the neighborhood again. We'll need help on the grills. We'll need help passing out the food. And most importantly, we will need good neighbors. We'll need to be good neighbors to those who will come. We need you to sit with our college students. We need you to introduce yourself. We don't need to huddle all at one table while they sit somewhere else. We need you to smile. We need you to get their names, get to know them, because we want to be good neighbors here at First Baptist. It will be a blast. It will be a lot of fun. Last year was a great time, and this year will be the same. So mark your calendars next Sunday for next Sunday morning and next Sunday night. Now, before I call on Susan Reinheimer for our offertory prayer, I want to welcome our special vocalist here for us this Sunday morning. Noah Mofield, the youngest son of former pastor Mark Mofield and his wife Amy, who is with us here this morning as well, is a senior at Furman University studying music education. To say that Noah grew up within these walls is an understatement. He attended First Baptist from his birth in 2002 until June of 2013, being an active member of our children's ministry, including choir and RAs. Noah took piano lessons from our former music minister, the late Margaret Miller, from whom he developed a joy for singing. This joy led him to sing in chorus in middle and high school. He later began studying voice with Dr. Elizabeth Lenartz in 2018 before attending Furman, where he now studies under Dr. Grant Knox. He is the Pressler Scholar for the 2023-2024 school year, as well as the student conductor of the Furman Singers. He has been singing in the choir at First Baptist Church, Greenville, South Carolina, since the fall of 2020 as a Herring Choral Scholar, and will be serving as the Herring Choral Music Intern at the church this upcoming year. Now, in the coming years, Noah hopes to attend graduate school to pursue a master's degree in choral conducting. He then hopes to teach choir in a K-12 school with a long-term hope of teaching choir at the college level. Now, in his free time, he loves playing and watching sports of all types. He loves hanging out with his friends and his family, playing board games, playing video games. Noah is a joy. It is a joy, a true joy, to have you back here at First Baptist. Now, following Susan's prayer, we'll welcome you to sing our special music this morning. And let me just say in closing, man, you've gotten tall. You make me feel short, Susan.
I just want to echo the welcome to y'all. You're back home with us, and we appreciate you being here. And it's been great to see all the smiling faces, hugs, and just excitement. Okay, let's pray, please. Dear Lord, we give you praise for providing us this opportunity to worship on this beautiful day. We're especially thankful to have Justin and Moa Mofield back home with us at First Baptist Elon. It's wonderful to see them and their family and all the exciting things that you're doing in their lives. Guide and be with them as they lead us in song and message. We ask special blessings for healing, strength, and peace for all the many people that are on our prayer list. Let them feel your presence. Now please take our offerings and use them and us to spread your love and the good news of your Son, that so more will follow you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. By morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto sin and a peace that endureth, thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 bees.
Thank you, Noah. Now, if I were preaching, this is what I would say. I don't need to preach. It's time to go. But Justin, I don't want to upstage you, so we won't do that. Now is my honor to introduce our guest preacher this morning, the older brother, Justin Mofield. Justin is the oldest son of former pastor Mark and Amy. Justin was a member of First Baptist from 2001 to 2013. Graduated from Clemson University in 2022 with a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering, which led straight into the pastorate. Great direction. While there, he met his wife, Haley, and they got married in the summer of 2022. They now live in Shelby, North Carolina, while Haley is teaching sixth grade in York, South Carolina. And Justin is in his divinity school career at Gardner-Webb University, year two, focusing on pastoral studies. Justin is also currently serving as the youth minister at the First Baptist Church of Forest City in Forest City, North Carolina, serving in that capacity since October of 2022. Now, in his free time, Justin enjoys playing disc golf at his local disc golf course and spending time with his family and friends. He looks forward to continuing his pastoral ministry after graduating from Gardner-Webb. Now, on a side note, I remember Justin meeting him for the first time as a little toddler when Mark and Amy came for their prospective pastoral visit in 2001. I think my wife Jennifer and Amy took Justin out to the playground during that day because it was a long day. And even back then, you could tell something special about Justin. Justin was full of life, and I'm sure he brings that to the pulpit today. I also had the honor of watching Justin grow into a mature teenager, one I got to even see on the mission field here at First Baptist through a youth mission trip. Justin's love for God and his love for ministry was evident then as it is today, and I'm confident that you'll be able to see it from the pulpit this morning. Justin, welcome back to First Baptist Elon, or I guess I just should say welcome home.
Thank you, David, for those kind words. I'm honored and blessed to be here standing before you today. It is wonderful not just for me to be here, but to be able to come back with my wife, Haley, to have Mom drive down from Roanoke yesterday, to have Noah, and I'm just, since David wouldn't say it, I'll go ahead and say it. I don't think I need to preach. Look, it does not get old getting to hear him sing as much as I do, and I'm appreciative of it because he does a wonderful job. And so, Noah, thank you for that beautiful version of Great is Thy Faithfulness. My grandparents, it's wonderful to have them. I actually didn't realize that they were coming until this morning. And if you get a chance, you should stop and ask Papa, or you might remember him as Tony. I got him out of a speeding ticket this morning, so I'll leave that story to him, but if you've got a minute, you should ask him about it. It's a good one. But we have felt so welcome being back here this morning already, and we look to continuing worshiping with you all. Let us now pray together. And now, God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable unto you. Speak now, for we, your servants, are listening. Amen. Now, I would be lying if I didn't say that this feels weird. Because for 11 and a half years that I was a part of this church, I didn't stand up here. I sat right there and somewhat listened to my dad preach. And at 9 years old, this was not anywhere on my radar. But it is a blessing, and I'm grateful that David called and asked me to be here this morning to celebrate 75 years of FBC Elon's faithful ministry to the kingdom of God. And I come this morning understanding a little of what it's been like for you all to celebrate this morning. The church that I am a part of, FBC Forest City, we as well are celebrating a big milestone year. We are celebrating our 175th anniversary this year. And so I have been through this process already a lot this year. We have, like you all, have had former pastors and ministers come and preach and sing and share testimonies and participate in worship throughout the year. And it has been a joy for us, as I'm sure it has been a joy for you all. I've gotten to hear countless stories from ministers of reminiscing about what their congregation was doing when they were at the church and all that they accomplished and everything in between. And to be honest, it's kind of given me a little bit of a frame of what to prepare for this morning. However, there's a stark difference. As you all have seen from the pictures, I am not a former minister. As I mentioned before, I don't meet that criteria. When I came here, I was about this tall, and when I left, I was about this tall. A lot has changed between now and then. When I was 3 is when we got here, 13 when I left, my experience is not one of a minister, it's barely even of a teenager. It's as a child. So my memories, the things that have stuck in my brain, are through a different lens. So when I think back, the first thing that comes to my mind are little moments that I remember as a child. I remember sitting in Sunday school when it was just myself and Julia Allison, and Sandy French was teaching the class, and every morning she would give us goldfish. And we used to argue with her about whether or not there was actually real cheese in the goldfish. For what it's worth, Miss Sandy, I now understand that you were correct. There is real cheese in there. And I still eat goldfish just about every day to this day. I remember being an RA and competing in Pinewood Derby races. Let me correct myself. I remember winning Pinewood Derby races because in 5 to 6 years that I was an RA, I won 3 times and finished 2 once. I still have the trophies. They sit in the closet at my parents' house, okay? The Golden State Warriors did that, and we call them a dynasty, okay? Greatness was occurring in that fellowship hall, and y'all may not have even realized it. So I remember as a youth doing our week-long scavenger hunts that David had put together, and I remember the first one I did at the end of the week, we always finished with the Western versus Williams football game, and I remember sitting at IHOP after the game at midnight, and we waited over an hour to get our pancakes, which I didn't know it took that long to make pancakes. I remember our trip to Birmingham in my last year here. The church we were staying at had a gymnasium. And I remember we would play basketball just about every day with all of our group and the other group from Kentucky that was there with us. And I remember the high school boys every day would tell me that if I took a shot inside the three-point line, that was no good. They were going to put me on the bench because that was all I did. I was about 5'2", and I couldn't compete with 6'2" Austin Evans. So, you know, that was what I had to do. Those are always the first few memories that pop to my mind, the little moments that I remember. But it goes beyond that. I remember being baptized right up there by my dad. I remember going to children's church, vacation Bible school. I remember children's sermons, particularly when my dad did a series on the Ten Commandments. David taught all of us children the different hand motions for the Ten Commandments. And David, just so you know, I recently taught those same hand motions to my children that I have at First Baptist Forest City. So they stuck very well. I remember, like Noah mentioned in his bio, piano lessons with the late Miss Margaret Miller. I remember the Christmas plays, the summer plays, and she used to have to rewrite parts for me for all of these plays because my voice for a fourth grader was a little lower than everybody else, and I couldn't sing the children's music. So she would rewrite parts for me where I didn't have to sing the songs that I couldn't sing, but I could still be a full participant. I remember in that same Birmingham trip working at a men's shelter, and myself and Andrew McKee were sitting at lunch across the table from a man who was getting a second or third chance at life, and getting to hear him open up about everything that he had been through. And that is a man and an interaction that he and I have never forgotten. Memories that are ingrained in my head that won't ever leave. And there's a trend here that connects all of these. Not a specific feeling, you know, it's a specific feeling, response. It's not anything particular of who was in the stories or where the stories took place, because they took place here, they took place in Birmingham, they took place everywhere throughout where I was in my childhood, but they're all connected to this church and they all give me joy. We know that word pops up every year around Advent, has its own Sunday. It's the only pink candle or rose-colored candle, and it's because it's the liturgical color for joy, and it also represents the halfway point for Advent. But I also find it fitting that it stand out, because if we think of the other words during Advent of hope and peace and love, these emotions are calming. They offer comfort and security, whereas joy can be those things. But it also has this element of elation, of happiness, that really, it gets you pumped up and excited and ready to go. It's an emotion that we all want to experience. Joy is something that we all want to have in our lives. And we strive to find joy in everything, hopefully everything that we do. And the joy that I'm reminded of when I feel and think about these stories is the joy that we find in Psalm 16. Psalmist is writing about keeping the Lord close and asking God to offer security and refuge. And Psalm 16 ends with a lighthearted note of reassurance from the psalmist. I would invite you all now, if you have a Bible or a Bible app with you, if you would like to follow along in Psalm 16, with verses 9 through 11, I will be reading from the NRSV, and the words are on the screen behind me as well. Hear these words of the psalmist. Therefore, my heart is glad, my soul rejoices, my body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let my faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. These words are rather delightful for us to hear. Verse 9, we pick up on emotions that the writer has. Begin with this feeling of elation, of happiness and excitement. In the verses leading right up to it, you hear the psalmist write, I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. But my body also rests secure. while we're in this celebratory mood of our hearts and our souls finding this joy, there is also that sense of comfort. And why is that? Because the psalmist writes, because you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. I can rest secure because I know that the Lord is not going to give me up. He will not abandon me or let corruption consume me. It's a promise from the Lord that we have heard time and time again. I will never leave you nor forsake you. We, like the psalmist, can experience these same emotions of gladness in our hearts and rejoicing in our souls because we've been told this exact same thing. But that alone is reason enough to have joy. That alone is reason to celebrate, to be elated, to be happy. But the psalmist could have gotten to this 10th verse in Psalm 16 and ended it there, and the message would have gotten through. But he writes one more line. It says, "You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy." You see, the psalmist is making this point that he isn't just glad that the Lord won't abandon him. He isn't just happy that God has promised to keep him from corruption, being overtaken by evil. The psalmist says that the presence alone of the Lord is reason enough to be full of happiness. I keep the Lord before me. You show me the path of life. The psalmist never claims that the path is simple or straight, but that as long as the Lord is with them, there is joy to be had and pleasures for eternity. God's presence alone can bring unimaginable joy, even before a single word is spoken, single action completed. The moments and memories that I brought up are all connected through the joy of Psalm 16:11. Because as I reflect on everything that I remember as a child in the church, in this church, what I learned was not necessarily specifics from Bible stories or from lessons that I heard throughout my childhood. What I learned was that church can be a source of joy in my life. I learned that it can be a place of happiness, a place where there are people that I enjoy being around, that I can comfortably go to during difficult times, in whose presence there is fullness of joy. Brothers and sisters, I bring this message not only as a reminder of the goodness of God in our lives, but also as a challenge. Because isn't this joy a part of who we are and who we're supposed to be? As individuals, as a church, is this joy not a reason as to why the church stands for 75 years, for 100 years, 200 years, thousands of years? Is it not a reason that we continue to come back? We enjoy the people, the messages, the lessons, because they make known to us the presence of the Lord. And if this joy that we find in our worship space, that we find from church, if this joy is what keeps us coming back, what sustains us, what continues to push us, should we not want that joy to be felt elsewhere in our lives? Part of our calling as the church is to not bring the presence of God everywhere, but to help showcase what the Lord is doing everywhere. And it can be easy to forget, to try to limit or dismiss God's presence when we leave the church and daily life starts. And if joy has helped sustain churches and people for thousands of years, if the presence of God is continuing to be a source of happiness and joy in our lives and in our places of worship, can it not bring joy to every other facet of life too? If we allow the Lord's presence to flourish and encourage it to be before us always, the Lord has promised not to give us up, not to forget us. And if we do the same thing, then our hearts will be glad and our souls will rejoice. And it's been left to us, the church, capital C church, to make his presence known so that all may experience the pleasures in the right hand of God. Imagine a world full of that kind of joy. Full of the joy that we experience as Christians in the presence of God, in the presence of each other. Truth is it's already out there. This sustaining, overwhelming joy that has been made known in this place for 75 years and churches alike it across the nation. It's out there. I know it is because you all taught me that it was. And it's time that we make known to the world that this joy is waiting for them, that the Lord will not abandon us or forsake us, because through his presence we are filled. For what it's worth, I love the idea of a world of glad hearts and rejoicing souls. Because after all, it is what you taught me. There is joy to be had. Amen.
Thank you, Justin, for your words. Thank you for the reminder and the challenge, but let's pray. Father, you are the source of joy in our lives. I think sometimes we forget that. And Justin has so keenly reminded us of that this morning. And he's also reminded us what we're supposed to do with that joy, to share it, to spread it. May we take that challenge to heart. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen. As we come to our time of our closing hymn, maybe Justin's words have spoken to you this morning. Maybe Noah's song has spoken to you this morning. Maybe a song from earlier in the service, a prayer, the scripture reading earlier. Maybe something is laid upon your heart and you recognize where that true joy comes from that Justin just spoke about. Maybe today's that day. I'll be standing down front to pray with you. I'm sure Justin would be willing to pray with you as well if you see led. Or maybe today you're looking for a church home that seeks to honor that call, the testimony that Justin has shared this morning about what this church has meant to him through the years and what this church continues to mean in this community. First Baptist can be that home for you. And I'll be down front to talk to you about what it means to be a part of this body of believers. Or maybe just today, you have been reminded of where that joy comes from. Maybe you've been struggling with that. Maybe you need to just pray in the pew where you're standing or come down the altar. This is God's altar. It's not mine. It's his. Pray. I'll pray with you. Justin will pray with you. Whatever you need. Don't put that commitment off. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn this morning. At this time, I'm going to ask Justin and Noah and Haley and Amy and whoever of the whole family, if y'all would like to go out to the vestibule before I adjourn the congregation, because I'm sure many are going to want to speak to you as they leave this morning. So if y'all want to go ahead and make your way out, please speak to the family as you leave today. Again, a reminder, as you leave today, carry that joy with you and share it. That's what we're called to do, just as Justin just reminded of that today. And go knowing that we carry Him with us wherever we go. Go in peace.